was going through the scriptures all day yesterday and today, and I was really, really overtaken by the events that have been happening. Earthquake that just happened last week and shook my house like it was a Tonka toy. Shook my house. I was standing in the closet, and all of a sudden, I heard this, and the dresser started banging against the wall, and the chandelier started clinkling. And I'm standing there saying, what? And then it hit me, because it went on about 8 seconds, 9 seconds, 10 seconds, and I stood there and screamed, earthquake! And I was literally walking around going, I'm not lying, that is exactly what, earthquake! Because I had no clue what to do or where to go. So for those of you that are watching around the world, earthquakes don't happen here. And for it to be a 4.8, and then 6 hours be 4.0 aftershock, and them to say to look forward to a couple of more. I got on the phone when my niece Shauna called me and said, I just called to make sure you're still here. My nephew Jamal called and said, yeah, okay, as long as you answer the phone. And I told them, there's going to be a day you're going to call, and I'm not going to be here. There's going to be a day that you call, and I will be caught up. See, some of y'all ain't celebrating because some of you really don't believe it. I don't care how much time has gone by, I still believe that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God and the voice of an archangel, and that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and do remain shall be. Yeah. There will be a day that somebody calls to see if we're still here, and we'll be gone. And I've got news for you. It's sooner than you believe. It's sooner than you think. Y'all hear me? Paul told the church at Rome, he said, in the 13th chapter of Romans, he said, and that knowing the time, that it is now a high time. Hallelujah. High time to wake up out of our sleep. Because now is our salvation, the coming of Jesus, nearer than when we believed. He said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. He said, so we got to take off the works of darkness and put on the armors of light. Somebody, I gotta piggyback off last week. It's all true. Did you hear me? It's all true. And I was reading in Peter, not 3 Peter. I was reading in Peter. I was reading in 2 Peter. And it said this last night and this morning. I'm reading from the NIV. So if you got the NIV, switch over to it. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, simply said this, and it made it so clear in the NIV. It said, dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. He said, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. In the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. And they will say, where is the coming that he's promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. Where is he if he's coming? But they deliberately forgot that long ago by God's word, the heavens came into being. They deliberately forgot the miracle of creation. The heavens came into being, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also, the world itself at that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word that the prophets spoke and that God gave, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly people. But do not forget this one thing. God says, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, although it may have been centuries and millennia that this has been prophesied, he said, don't get crazy. Don't think that God's forgotten and don't think it was wrong. Because one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, Come on, y'all keep up. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. God is not slack. If he said he's going to do it, no matter how much time goes by, he's going to do it. Are you hearing me? That no matter how long, well, it hasn't happened yet, that doesn't matter. If he said it, it's going to happen. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some people count slackness or slowness. Instead, God has slowed things up patiently with you, not wanting anyone to perish. That's why it's taken so long. It's because God's trying to give mankind a chance. He's taken a couple of 1,000 years to give mankind a chance. Are y'all hearing me? God has taken thousands of years, about 2,000 years, to give mankind a chance, but it does not change his promise. Are you hearing me? The Lord is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. But don't get it wrong. Although he's patient and he slowed things up, the day of the Lord will come. It will come like a thief. It will come when you don't expect it. And the heavens will disappear with a roar. And the elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you be? Being that everything's going to happen like this, what kind of people are you supposed to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. If you know he's coming, you ought to live holy and godly and not make room for your flesh. As you look forward to the day of God and speed, it's coming up. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in fervent heat. Hallelujah. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven. We're excited about this thing. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Hallelujah. So then, dear friends, So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to his coming, make every effort to be found spotless. Stop making excuses for sin. Make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience is for your salvation's sake. God is being patient for your salvation. He's being patient so you can get your act together. Amen. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave to him. He wrote, hallelujah, he writes the same way in all of his letters, speaking in them of those matters that we're talking about now. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand to the carnal mind. Ignorant and unstable people distort what the Bible says as they do their own, as they do the other scriptures. They distort them because they don't understand them, and they distort them to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and you fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him alone be glory, both now and forever. Amen. I'm almost finished right now because that whole passage spoke for itself. People sit back believing themselves to be intelligent. People sit back believing themselves to be scholarly concerning theological things. People sit back with an academics in eschatology and think themselves to be wise enough to purport that this Bible may be in error. That's called an educated fool. It's called an educated fool. Oh, that Bible been tampered with, man. Are you believe that? You don't understand who it was written to, where it was written. Did you get into the Greek and the Hebrew and the Chaldean? Did you get into? And the bottom line is we need to get into all of those different languages to understand the true etymology of the words and what it means. But when it's all over, after you go through all of your research, it doesn't change the word. I don't hear anybody. It doesn't change the word and what God said. People have been sitting back for a long time dismissing the validity of the Bible. People have been sitting back thinking themselves to be wiser than God, thinking themselves to understand something that is greater than what we know. But I want you to understand there's no new revelation. There is nothing new that God is speaking today. I don't hear anybody here. We believe that this Bible of God, as contained in the Holy Bible, is absolute in its authority. I need some Bible people here. We believe that the Bible is absolute in its authority. We believe that the Bible is inerrant in its content. I need some Bible people here. And we believe that the Bible is finally complete in its revelation. There is no more to add to it or to take from it. It is complete. It is authoritative. I don't hear you here. It is inerrant. And if God said it, that's exactly what's going to happen. You can hang your hat on that. If God spoke it, he will make it good. And if he said he's coming back, he's coming. He's coming back. He's coming back. It's all true. It is all true. I don't care how many millennia have gone by. It's all true. And if I'm going to listen to somebody who's just got a finite number behind them and not trust the validity of a book that's been written way before they got here, then I'm a fool. If I'm going to sit back with somebody with double digits and not look at how long God has been making this thing come to pass, then I'm a fool. If I sit back and listen to somebody who's got a degree but doesn't have the Holy Ghost, then I am a fool. And this scripture says, make sure that you are stable. Make sure that you are steadfast and not fall prey to the teachings of fools. You got to understand that the devil's going to try to use intellect to make us think differently. But the intelligentsia of this world cannot comprehend the spiritual things of God. I don't hear you. You can have more degrees than a thermometer. You can sit back with all of your doctorates. You can sit back with all of your education, and that's wonderful. But without the Spirit, I don't hear it. The Bible says that the letter by itself kills. The letter by itself will kill your faith. The letter by itself without faith will kill your hopes and dreams. The letter by itself will make you into a cult. The letter by itself will have you following a man. The letter by itself will deceive you. That means the word without the Spirit. There are many people preaching the word without the Spirit. Am I right about it? Listen, we got to set the axe to the root of the tree. There are many people that are quoting scriptures and reading scriptures and adding their own thought into it. There are many people that are quoting the word of God and contorting it with their own dogma. But I got news for you. You can't change this word, and you can't change the intent of this word. I don't hear anybody here. The Lord has spoken, and it will be exactly as he said. Hallelujah. It will be exactly as he said. My time is running out, and so is yours. My time to preach is running out, but your time in sin is running out. And if you go overtime, then you're on your own. But when today, as today is today, you got to give your life over to the Lord, because the truth of the matter is, he's coming soon. Oh, yes, he's coming soon. I got to go back to Thessalonians. Paul said this. He said there's going to come a day that no man knows. There's going to come a day that no man knows the hour or the day where the Son of God, Jesus the righteous, will rise up off of his throne. Y'all don't hear me. And he will get the word from the Father. Go and get the children. And when he comes to make up his jewels, we're his jewels. When he comes to gather his jewels, he said, they shall be mine. They will be poised and ready. They will be living holy. They'll be waiting on the return, but they will be working while they're waiting. They'll be living holy while they're waiting. I don't hear anybody. It's all true. He said that there's a day coming that the Lord himself shall stand up off of his throne, step over the portals of heaven, come careening down to this planet Earth. He will pass all of the planets, stop at one planet, the third rock from the sun, stand there in the air, never touch down on the ground. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. means when he gets to a certain place, he's going to holler, and he's going to holler so loud that the dead. See, some of you still don't believe it. You in holiness and don't believe this. You need to go find another book, because that's going to change, because you don't believe. And he said he's going to come with a shout. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. What does that mean? It means those that were temporarily held over in heaven that died in the faith gonna come back and pick up something called a body. Well, what if they've been incinerated and cremated? And then ash is gonna come back together with ash. What if they've been sprinkled over the water? Ash is gonna come back together with ash. I don't hear you here. I don't care where they are. They can be bones 6 feet under, but the flesh gonna come back on the bones. That's impossible. Then you didn't read Ezekiel. Can these bones live? I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. You better get this in your mind. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean that it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. There's no limit on God. If God said that's going to happen, that's exactly what's going to happen. Believe it or not, it's going to happen. Just like it's all true. I'm trying to get through this thing. I got 7 minutes left. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Hallelujah. With the voice of an archangel. Powerful voice. And with the trump of God. For at the trumpet sound, the corrupt will put on incorruption. I don't hear anybody. The mortal will put on immortality. And the dead in Christ. Why they gotta get back in their body? Because there's a purpose for this body. The same reason Jesus got back into his body. Are y'all getting this? Are y'all putting this together? Just like Jesus, after 3 days, came back into his body, because there's a need for a body on this earth. But wait a minute, I thought we was going to heaven. Just for a minute, those that die in faith are going to heaven. But then the Bible said in 2 Peter, he said that you're looking forward to a new earth and a new heaven. God is going to make a new earth. And in order to be on earth, you need a new body. So God sends the dead in Christ back to pick up their body. Y'all don't hear me. All around the world, I don't care how many trillion. All around the world, I don't care how many quadrillion, all around the world, the dead that died in Christ shall rise first. Nothing's gonna hinder us. Hallelujah. They're gonna rise first, pick up this body, and be like Jesus. Have a glorified body. I don't hear anybody here. Glorify. And then we, which are alive and do remain, about to holler. Then we, which are alive and do remain, shall be caught up. I'm getting out of here. Shall be caught up. This world can't hold us. Shall be caught up. We shall be caught up together to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. The whole saints used to say, one day, I'm going where Jesus is. One day, going where Jesus. One day, we which are alive and do remain shall be caught up together with him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he said this, comfort one another. Yeah, yeah. The last verse says, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. It is imperative that we realize that time is winding up. Time is almost done. Time is running out. And if we don't get it right, we will be most miserable because we know the consequences. We know what's coming. And while we're standing back playing church, I was driving in with Zephyr today. I landed at 10:30, and while I was driving in, I'm sitting in the car studying the scriptures, and the Lord says to me, they want to be celebrities. And I stop, and the Lord just starts saying, they want to be celebrities. They're not satisfied being servants. They want to be celebrities. Amen. They want the prominence. They want the preferred treatment. They want to be exalted. They want to be noticed as famous. They want the celebrity. And that started messing with me. God just started really messing with me. They want celebrity in their limousines and in their jet setting and in the way that they are. And while I was in Houston yesterday, they had a security detail. And I'm saying, I don't need this. No, we got to take care of you. I don't need this. No. We have to make sure that nobody, I don't need this. We have to make sure nobody hurts you. We have to make sure that nobody comes on you. That I've got my security detail already. I don't need this. You getting in the way of my security. Because all you got is a gun. I got angels. I don't need a limousine. I don't need all the accoutrements that go along with celebrity and fame. I need the freedom to be able to go amongst the people and tell them about Jesus and prepare them to receive his love now and prepare them to be taken away into the presence of the King. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Not mansions, not 20,000 square foot homes, 40,000 square foot homes. The mansion he's talking about is a glorified body. A glorified body. There are many mansions. That's not true. Oh, yes, it is. Because Paul said, if this earthly tabernacle, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were to be dissolved, he's talking about the body as a house. He said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were to be dissolved, I've got a building. I've got a building, Oshatanda. I've got a building up in the heavens waiting on me. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Many a soul that have come up, many a soul that have made it to the place of rest. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are many people walking around glorified. And if it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. And if I go to prepare a place for you, somebody help me here. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's his promise. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. These are the things that excite me. After the earthquake, I walked around outside talking to my family and friends, and I put on my family post. Man, that was scary and amazing. And they started asking, what's so amazing about it? I don't quite get what's amazing. Amazing is that everything he said is true. It's happening just like he said it. Everything in Matthew 24 has happened before in the past. No. It's happened many times throughout 2,000 years. It's happened in one form or another. Everything that he said, there have been wars before. There have been rumors of wars before. There have been earthquakes and there's been pestilence. But this is one of the first times in history that it's all happening at the same time. It's all happening at the same time. Nation is rising up against nation in this day. Kingdom and wars and kingdoms against kingdoms in this day. I don't hear anybody here. People are rising up betraying one another in this day. False prophets have arisen in this day. Anybody here? The love of many have waxed cold in this day. It's all happening in front of us at one time. At one time. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me? But then the promise of that is in Matthew 24 and 14. He said, after all of this is happening, he said, but one thing. When you see all this stuff happen, this gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom, this good news about the kingdom of God will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then what? and then the end shall come. You see all these cameras here? You see how the world has turned digital? That with one device in your hand, you can reach people in other countries? This gospel of the kingdom is reaching places that we have never tread off, put our foot upon. This gospel of the kingdom is going to places that we have never been. This gospel of the kingdom is going where they won't allow us to go physically. This gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world. The seven continents are watching the gospel. The seven continents are hearing the gospel. Every island, every village, every hamlet, every town is hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the end shall come. Yeah. Yes, this is a little frightening, but it's exciting for the saint. It is amazing for the saint. Especially the 21st century saint. We are seeing what our forefathers spoke about. We're seeing it come to pass. What our preachers preached to us about. We are living in the time that it's coming to pass. I don't hear any excited Christian in this house. Well, how do you know, Pastor? How do you know? Because the Bible said in Thessalonians that in the last days there'll be a great falling away. The church is going through a great falling away where people have left the truth of God and gone into erroneous doctrine. People have left the truth of the Bible and gone into other thinkings. There's a great falling away. Oh, the youth aren't coming back. The youth aren't going to be in church. The youth don't go to church. You're a liar. Because although there's a falling away, there's also a prophecy that there would be a remnant. There's also a prophecy. In the last days, there will be a great falling away. But he also said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Are you putting these scriptures together? If there's a great falling away, then there's going to be a great outpouring. In the last day, there will be a great falling away. But in the last day, I will pour my spirit out on all flesh, and your sons and daughters, the very ones that the naysayers are saying won't go to church, the very ones that the naysayers are saying don't want Jesus, the very ones that the naysayers are saying are being killed on the street. Well, in the last day, there will be an influx. That's right. There's going to be some replacements. Some of us are going to be replaced. Because while we're still in tradition, God's going to bring in those young people that want to live holy. While we're still fighting over baptism and whether you can wear pants and all that kind of crazy stuff. While we're stuck in tradition, God's going to bring in a people that will obey. He's going to raise up a remnant. I feel like hollering. You hear what I say? While we're sitting somewhere talking about whose denomination we're from, talking about I'm this and I'm that, I'm apostolic, I'm Trinitarian, I'm Episcopalian, I'm African Methodist Episcopalian, I'm Lutheran, I'm Presbyterian, and I'm Cool JC, and I'm PAW, and I'm AOH, and I'm COG, and I'm COGIC, and I'm fire baptized, and while I'm ABCDEFG, and while we're going through all of these stupid wranglings, yes, I said it, stupid wranglings, there's a remnant that's raising up that's saying, I'm not none of that. I'm born again. I'm blood washed. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm fire baptized. I don't want any of the initials. I don't want any of the letters. I just want Jesus. I don't need to be an elder, and I don't need to be a jurisdictional bishop. All I need is the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. And I'll preach this thing in the schools. I don't need a pulpit. I'll preach. Message in ShopRite. I don't need a collar. I'll talk about them at the bus stop. I don't hear you here. I don't need a platform. I'll preach about them on the basketball court. All I need. All I need. All I need is Jesus. And there is a remnant that's filling this house and houses of worship around the world that are saying, I want Jesus. If I can get him without all those trappings, I want Jesus. If I can live holy without living legalistically, I want Jesus. And I want righteousness. I want to be different. Well, you can't come in like this, and you got to wear your hair like that, and you got to make sure that you act a certain way. Let me tell you, it's not an act. The way that you'll be is because God will change you, and it don't matter what you got on, as long as you come to him. He said, anybody that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Forget the tie. Forget the jacket. Forget all the trappings. Forget the hats. Forget the suits. Forget the clergy attire. It's about righteousness. Y'all not hearing what I'm telling you. Forget about all that. I don't care if you come in with your ripped jeans. I don't care if you come in with your long hair. I don't care, brothers, if you got long hair. The bottom line is, do you have Jesus? Are you a representative? I don't hear you. Are you a holy? Because I got to raise up the generations to be a holy. My time is up by 12 minutes. I got to raise up the remnant to be holy. Your clothes don't make you holy. Your heart toward God makes you holy. I know I'm going to get in trouble, but the truth is still the truth. It's all true. I know that I'm going to get some pushback. But the bottom line is, when you push me, I'm going to push this word back on you. Because you can come in your hat, and you can come in your suit, and you can come with your good glad clothes on. You can come in your ministerial attire and still be mean as a snake. I gotta go. Somebody sent word last week that when they came to church, somebody turned them off because they were so disconnected and they were so dismissive of them. And I said, that culture's going to change, because I don't want them to go. I want that dismissive person to go. Because when people that don't know church culture come and get turned off by religious people, it hurts the image of God. But Jesus never turned them away. You could be a lunatic in a graveyard, and Jesus is going to be right there. You can be a prostitute caught in adultery, and Jesus is going to be right there. I don't hear you here. You can have an issue, and Jesus is going to be right there. You can be a thief in a tree, and Jesus is going to be right there. I don't hear anybody here. You can be a little child, and Jesus is going to say, suffer them to come to me. I don't care where you come from. You can be a woman that is ostracized in a place where Christian or holiness don't go. You can be a Samaritan woman climbing up to Jacob's well, and he's going to meet you right there where religion said you can't be. That's where God is going to be to reach people. And if God will go to that extreme, then we've got to go that same route. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I gotta stop preaching because I'm in another message altogether. But the church got to get their act together. We gotta represent Jesus, and we gotta represent him through love, through loving kindness. God drew us, and that's how we got to draw other people, through loving kindness. Do I have anybody here that believes that to be true? If you believe it, give God a shout in this house. I gotta stop here because I'm going too far. Hallelujah. But the day for all of those things has gone by, and we are the fathers and mothers of this generation, and we will not kill our kids. We will not kill the next generation with rules and regulations that ain't got nothing to do with God. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. I don't hear Ashokotapa. I'm not gonna kill you with baptism. How you baptize? How does McClurkin baptize? He baptizes in water. Well, what do you say when you baptize him? Hold your nose. What formula do you use? H2O. Because it's not important that I meet your standard. It's important that I give God glory and bring people into the kingdom for such a time as this. I just need somebody to raise up a praise. I gotta go now. I gotta go. Everyone's standing. Everyone's standing. Everyone stand. It's all true. Everything that you've read is true. And the greatest terror is for those who knew and still held on to their carnal nuances to be lost because you didn't check you. Your attitude is still wrong. You still got sinful practices. You're still sitting at a bottle and you're still smoking. You're still cursing and you're still making excuses for your sexual exploits. And you're still lying and you're still deceiving, and you're still living that in a life that dishonors God and still declaring, I'm saved. No, 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 no. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I love the Lord. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. Amen. You think that there's going to be, he said, being that you know all of this, then how are you supposed to live? 2 Peter 3. He said, being that you know this, how are you supposed to live? You're supposed to live holy and godly. There's no excuse for us. There's no excuse for us that call ourselves believers. Amen.